like when my cousin started telling me about what he was doing, like my aunt, and you know, again, there's a whole family dynamic to this particular interaction. I get it. It's like, those are my little cousins. I'm not trying to bother them. You know, in all transparent, full transparency and all fairness, he sent me his business plan. I think I was getting laid off at the time. I couldn't even open my own email versus, you know, much more sit down and look through his business plan and like give my feedback. Also, I know that I'm very meticulous when it comes to shit like that. And I didn't have the brain capacity to do it. It's an excuse, but I didn't look at it. You know what I mean? I was just like, I'll get to it. And I was like, oh, it's a really good concept. I think that's the most that I shared with him. And it was like, sign this NDA. And even things like that. Like I think I'm a very sensitive person and I don't say a lot of things, but I'm like, why do I need to sign an NDA? Like, it's not like I'm gonna take your concept, but whatever, man. He's a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, looking at things from people's perspective is a challenge for me. Like, I get it. You probably it just is what you do, right? Like the standard practice. It's probably shit that I do. People are like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, I would never, right? It's fine. But moving right along. When he finally, my aunt was like, just call him. This is his mom, right? And she, I finally call him and he's like telling me these things and he's only telling me like 20% of the story. And fine, it's cool. You don't have to disclose everything. I get it. Cause again, it'll offend some Jamaican people, but the fact is, or just humans in general, people talk a lot of shit. So he's not disclosing more than he felt comfortable sharing because I have a mother, and, you know, they begin on the hotline. And all of a sudden, you know, Jamaican, they're like, you know, me here, set. And again, they're not like, they have a very small hotline, but you never know how the hotline grows. No one
the
ever
hotline
says,
can grow.
Right? And you're like, how do you know that? How do you
know? I didn't even know you had a phone. How did that happen?
Precisely. So
you don't get electricity. How did you get on this hotline?
But fundamentally, when my aunt started telling me what was going on, I immediately could jump into action because I knew what to do because we'd done it, right? You and I, specifically you and I, like, and it's interesting because I feel like we both are historians of each other's lives in this regard because we have been there. You know what I'm saying? It's like in person we've been there, on the phone we've been there, through like the weird Google Hangout suicide-y kind of hangout chat things that I've sent you or, you know, you sent back. Like we've been there, we've been witness to it. But it's like, we've been doing this for years, at least 10, like, and it might have only been
six. Oh my God, it has been like, wait, 2011.
Okay.
What year is it?
What are we in, 2020? 2019. Crystal, think about that.
Then what's wrong with us?
But ultimately, nothing's wrong with us. Like, this is it. Because now, as I'm working with him and my other cousin and like my family to get things back on track, or it's not even back on track. Like, he's naturally where he's supposed to be. Like, you build something, you start, and then you're like, ooh, maybe I should have done that first. You know what this is?
Yeah.
Now that I'm working with them, it's kind of like a piece of this is coaching, right? Mm-hmm. A piece of it is reminding him that, like, let's not forget that in 6 weeks, without all of the other things that we're finally realizing, like, whoa, maybe you should have done this first. Without all of those things in place, you're still
successful.
You're still like leaps and bounds ahead of any other person who might have waited until it was absolutely perfect to launch it and open it, and couldn't speak to almost 40 reviews in less than 5 weeks of like 4.5 stars or 5-star service. Two of the negative reviews were just like they were closed because they were you know what I mean? That's amazing. I just kept a review for a restaurant here, and it was like, there was a cockroach. And like, after that review, there are no more reviews because you know why? You can't get rid of that review, and they're going to close soon. And it sucks, you know? Like, we're in the South. There are cockroaches everywhere. I'm pretty sure there's a cockroach running through that lady's kitchen right now, and she doesn't see it. However, because she did that, it's damning to her business. And she's been open, that lady, the people who own the restaurant have been open for 10 years, but now this cockroach shows up on the Yelp. I mean, it's not only she mentioned the cockroach, she then put a picture. She attached
Shut
a picture.
Up.
I accidentally clicked said picture, and you know how I feel about roaches. So I almost dropped my phone.
Oh,
so I was like, wait, let me see. And then he's like, it's probably not that bad.
No.
And
he goes,
that's a cockroach. Crystal. And so doomed, right? Because you can't get, you cannot have Yelp to pull it. You can't, they won't pull it down.
No.
Screwed. But look, here my cousin is. Less than 6 weeks, banging it out. And the reviews are like, this is so tasty. And, you know, my aunt's telling me about, like, interactions that she's had. And, like, some lady's like, this is an Escovitch fish. And my aunt is like, it is Escovitch fish. We don't sell whole fish because of this particular market. They may not want a whole snapper on their plate.
Yeah.
And we would price out the customer base. See, lots of people don't like the heads of a fish. So they went with fillets to make it a little more easy to consume. Eventually, when you have such a following, then you'll introduce like the $37 plate of snapper because fish are very expensive inland. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And so finally my aunt said, you know what? How about you have a taste? And she had a taste. And she was like, oh my God, this is so good. Because my aunt was like, the escovitch isn't the fish. It's how it's prepared and the sauce that you use for it. Exactly. But you know, it's having the patience to do that, but my aunt has been in catering, has worked in corporate America, worked for a Fortune 500 company. She has that background, so she has the emotional intelligence, right, or the EQ to handle those things. Because I would have been like, well, thank you very much, Food Network.
Bye.
Here's your money. You know, like, what? I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, Crystal, that's like someone walks up to me and they're like, that's not a phone. I mean, it is a phone, but that's not a phone because I've never seen a phone that looks like that. Well, I'd be like, great.
I don't know.
Then I'd look at them and be like, wonderful. You have a great day. Like, what? What are you talking? We are not having a philosophical debate about what is and what isn't. If I'm telling you that's what it is, that's what it is. If you don't like it, what can you do? You can leave. And that's why I think that ultimately she's prepared to lead, right? Because that's leadership. Because I would not, we are not having this conversation. Yeah. And then her husband's like, so my aunt was like, so of course her husband rolls up and he's like, I don't have enough oxtails in my plate. I'm not going to pay for this because there's not enough oxtails in it. And I agreed. I do not like when I have to pay for a large and I get a small's worth or a tasting's worth of something. I agree. But my aunt said, you know, we've run out and honestly, someone should have said something before handing you the box, but what can we do to make it better? Would you like to try some fish? Would you like to try this? Would you like, and he's like, no. You know, he's like carrying on. So my aunt said, you know what, let me escalate this so that in his mind, he feels like we're listening to him. Mm. She calls my cousin. She's like, here's the owner. He'd love to speak with you. My cousin's like, oh, give them a dumpling, give them a this, blah, blah, blah. We'll take care of you. And thank you so much for coming in. And we, you know, just loveliness because I love that. A very cordial, lovely people. They are. I don't know how they got me, but I'm, you know, they're very lovely.